Northwest London Torahway, Dalet Sivan, Friday 22nd of May, Rav Beryl Klopfler, Kabbalas HaTorah.
By the Seder, and we said, Ilu Kevonu, Lifnei Har Sinai, Loin Nosan Lonu, Esatoyo Dayen. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu taken us, or had we come close to Kevonu Lifnei Har Sinai? Loin Nosan Lonu, Esatoyo, and the Baruch wouldn't have given us a Torah. Dayen would have been enough for us. Okay. Let's not talk about whether we'd have the Yontav of Shavuos or we wouldn't have the Yontav of Shavuos, but Leinos Anonis HaTorah. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, once the Torah was given, there's one rega that there's no Torah in the world will collapse. Tonight, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yom HaShishi, the Hay of HaShishi. It's a Tanai that the world, if Israel won't be Makabal the Torah on the 6th Hashishi, on the 6th of Sivan, on that 6th of Sivan, the world will go back to Soihu Vavoyu like it was before Riyas O'Elam. And we say, Ilu Kervonu, if Ne Har Sinai, Reynos Anonis HaTorah Dayenu, where would we be if Reynos Anonu Es HaTorah? What is the Pshat? So, there are many different shotim that have been said. I want to suggest the following. Let's be makdim first of all with a Gemara. The Gemara says in Menachos Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. Now, the Gemara Menachos Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis is a very difficult piece of Gemara. We'll try and be masbir it, and then after that, go a little further, and then come back to the point. Of Ilu Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai, but not something else, I'll tell you. The one says in Menachos, following story. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Rav Yehuda Omer Rav said, Rishon Sho'olo Moshe Lamorim. When Moshe went up Lamorim, by Kabbalah Sotera, Motsoi LaHakadosh Baruch Hu, She'yoshev V'koysher K'sorim Lo'isis. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crowning, putting crowns on the letters of the Torah.
Cots.
Yeah, that's the one. Omar Lefunov. Omar Lefunov. Ribbono Shel Olam, Mima Akev Al Yodcho. What are you doing, let's say? Omar Loi, I'll tell you. Odom Echad Yesh, She'osid Liyoiz, V'soif Kamal Doiris. Many generations time, there's going to be a person. Akiva ben Yosef Shemoy. His name is Akiva ben Yosef, who's to us known as Rav Akiva. She'osid lidroish al kol koitz v'koitz. As you said, tilin tilin shalalochas. On each little tag, each little dash, hyphen, whatever it is, or crown, he's going to dash in tilin tilin, mounds and mounds and hills of halochas. On the front of Ribbonisham, Harayuli, show me Rav Akiva. Omar Loi, Chazoy Lachurecho, move back a bit. Holach Vyoshav, Yisayf Shmoy Noshures. Okay, we have to read into the Gemara. Ribbonisham takes Moshe Rabbeinu into a shiur that Rav Akiva is giving his Talmidim. Into the shiur, this is a Gemara, by the way. It's not a Medrash, it's a Gemara in Menachos, yeah? It was going on, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting by the shiur, Rav Akiva was saying the shiur, he didn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what was going on. Toshash Kochi was upset. Given Shehigiyu L'Dover Echo, the Talmidim were talking and discussing, Omru Le Talmidov, the Talmidim asked Rav Akiva, Rabbi, Menayla, how do you know this halacha that you're telling us? That's what I am. Then Moshe Rabbeinu is happy. Chozar wall if now Kadosh Baruch Hu of Torah Ribbonish Shleilah. Yesh lecho odom kezeh. You got a person like that. I've gone into his shir too lofty for me. I don't understand his shir. Atzel Nesim Torah Al Yodi, and you're giving the Torah through me. You, Sir Makiva, give it through him. Omalesha Soik, Kach, Olamach Shomun of Fanai. Omal of Fanai, that's what I want to do. Don't ask questions. Omal of Fanai, Ribbana Shalom. Heri Sani Torosa, you showed me his Gavus and Torah. Harini Sechoroi, show me what he's going to get as reward. Omaloi, Chazoy Lachoyrov, go back a bit. Ro'o Sheshoklin the Sorrow B'makolim. I don't even want to say what it says, but they showed him what was going to happen, Rebbeinu showed him what was going to happen in the entry of Akiva. Omar the front of Rebbeinu Shem, Zu Toiro, Zu Skoro, Omar Lei Shesaik, Kach, all of the Machshob of the front. Okay, now, the truth of the matter is, this Gemara has a lot in it, and what the Shesaik, Kach, all of the Machshob means exactly, the Shloak, or the Shesab Shah, that Rebbeinu Shalom with Tzadikim is done B'midas Adin, and the Chut HaSaro, the Bakiva, even Medaktikim Kechut HaSaro with Tzadikim. So Tzadikim and Bakiva, they had whatever punishment they needed or whatever cleansing they needed. They got Nana Mazen, the Baskal went out, as we know, that he was Muslim straight into Olam Habo, Rebbe Akiva. But what I'm now concerned with is the beginning of the Gemara, yeah? What, Rebbe Akiva, the deal, the dialogue that went on between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rebbeinu Shem, what's going on here? The same Moshe Rabbeinu, which the Gemara says in other places, Kol Masha Talmud, also the Chadish, everything that Talmud was given at Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu, what is going on now? And Moshe Rabbeinu sits by a shir of Rebbe Akiva, he doesn't understand, and then when at the end becomes that Halacha Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai, then the Siyash Vodatoi, Moshe Rabbeinu is happy. What is the problem? Somebody said something?
It might have been a shir in Yiddish.
She's like, there's a famous Drosha Saram. The Drosha Saram speaks, and I'm not going to go through the whole Arichas just to bring up the points. When Rebbeinu Shem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Rebbeinu Shem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael in a way that Klal Yisrael will, whoever the Gedolei Hadorim are, will decide what the halacha is. And the halacha will be decided according to the way the Gedolei Hadorim will pass it. And he brings a Gemara, the Drosha Saram. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, in that Pevot, the Gemara says, there was a machlokes, imagine this, in the Sifta de Rokia. In the heavens, there was a machlokes seemingly between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Malochim, the Kapamali Shemalo, on a certain halacha, which no one says which halacha it was, in the Goyim, in Parshas Azria, Baheres Koidim Lesei Olam. If the Baheres was there before the white hair was there, is it Tomei or is it Toy? Yeah? So we're not going into that halacha now. It's a bit, we won't be machnes reishenu in Roshei Ahorim. It's not our business now. Start deciding that. It was a machlekes. It was a machlekes. What did they call Achim Shemayim? It says in the Gemara, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oimer Tohoir, V'kulam Mesifta Derokia Omri Tomei. Imagine, Ribbono Shelom says Tohoir. He's the author of the Torah. He says Tohoir, and Mesifta Derokia says no, Tomei. So he says, who's going to decide between us? That's what happened in Pamal Yishlamal. They called out Rabbi Banachmeni Yachriya. Rabbi Banachmeni was Rabbi. He was the great Godel Hador, the Rosh Hashiva of that generation. He'll be Machriya what the halacha is, whether like Kaviyoko the Ribbono Shalom or like the rest of the Masifta Derukh. Benedict is that guy. So the Drosha Saram, that's his whole Arichas, explains when Rebbeinu Shem gave the Torah, HaTorah loy b'shamayim hi, it comes from Shemayim, but when it was given over to Klal Yisrael, it's loy b'shamayim hi, it's decided lefi ra'ois b'nei Adam, according to the way the Gedolei HaDor. That's obvious that all the conditions that exist in Limud HaTorah, in Omal BaTorah, and in the Kedusha of the person, of course, has to be passed in order that a person should have this koyach. But if he does, then it's Shmuel BaTorah, Yiftach BaTorah, whichever generation it is, the God Lador, he's going to pass him. That's it. There's a Sefer Nachas Yaakov on a Torah, which is from the Nesinus. And he says the following. We have a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus says, Lo yikimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Bosor Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bosor Adam, obviously, not the same. Midas Bosor Adam. Moiche Adam Chayfetz L'chaveri. A person sells one of things which have been in his possession for generations. He sells it to somebody else. The teva is the hamoichel otzev v'alekeach sameach. The moichel is sad, the one who sells it. And the one who buys it is happy. The one who buys it has acquired something. Obviously he didn't overpay for it. Yeah? And the moichel, he's sad, something which he would have liked to have kept. He needed to raise money, so he sold it. But he's sad. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that when the Ribbono Shel gave the Torah over to Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel was happy, and Klal Yisrael were happy. Ribbono was happy. So Meirich, not like a boss of a dog. So, it seems as understand. When I sell something, so I have to say goodbye, and I'm parting from the Sefer, I don't have it anymore. When the Ribbono Shel gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, you know, there's a saying in the Gemara, Ner le'echot, Ner le'meyah. You put the electric lights on, it's suitable, it helps one person, it helps two people, it can help 100 people. So the same Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, he gave it to Klal Yisrael, but he can also have it. The Ribbono Shel hasn't lost the Torah. So why should the Kaviyachol, the Ribbono Shel, be sad by having given the Torah to Klal Yisrael? He hasn't given anything away. So the Chassid says, wrong, I'll keep this Rosh Hashanah. The Ribbono Shel gave away the koyach of paskening shalas to Bnei Odom. From now on, from the moment that Ribbono Shel gave the Torah, is Ein Mashkichin Bebaskoil, the Gemara says. Even if a Baskoil says something, Ein Mashkichin Bebaskoil, we don't listen. HaTorah Lo Bashamayimi, the Torah was given to Bnei Odom. It was given to Bnei Odom to decide on Halochas, and the Gedolei HaDor are going to decide what the Halocha is. Now, this is an important part. Whether they are Mechavan La'amitoi, or not Mechavan La'amitoi. Now, when I say La'amitoi, let's get this exactly right. When the Ribbono Shel Olam wrote the Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah, there was definitely an Amito Shel Torah, which was what the Ribbono Shel Olam had for Kavona. But when he gave it over to Bnei Odom, he gave it over in such a way that it should be decided not what the Emes HaKavona of the Ribbono Shel Olam was, but it was decided from then onwards by Bnei Odom. That's the pshat. And says the Sidus, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave away part of the Torah. He can learn the Torah. But you see what happens. There's a machlokes in the Sifta Derukia on a certain halacha. So it's for Bnei Odom to decide what the halacha is. So it was given away. It was not as if everybody has the same koyach as if the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol who had the Torah beforehand and he had the Amito Shel Torah. He's given away that koyach hapsak to the Bnei Odom to decide. Says the Nesivus, that's the pshat in Asher Nosan Lon Torah Semes. Asher Nosan Lon Torah Semes means Ribbono Shel has given it away. The Torah's emes, which Ribbono Shel Olam had, he's given away to us in order for Bnei Odom, that Bnei Odom can decide now what Halacha is. And you all know the same which the Gemara says, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. Mishama b'silel have a machlokes. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. What's mean Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim? What's mean Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim? Either b'shama is right or b'silel is right. How can they both be? The answer is when the Baruch Hashem gave the Torah, the Baruch Hashem gave the Torah, it could be understood different people, different ways. Beshama understood their way, Beseder understood their way. But from now on, even if they were not mechavan to the amitah of what the Baruch Hashem gave it, that's how the decision is going to be. And let me explain something, the Chazal. You know that the Ribbono Shel Olam, according to the way Istakel Bo Eraisa, Ubora Almo, he created the world, that the world has to fit into the Torah. So I'll give you a very straightforward motion. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if somebody eats tevel is untithed, no truma sevas has been taken from it, chayav misa, yeah? And it's Mavura in the Gemara that it's, the Ribbono Shel Olam has this in the nature. Somebody eats tevel, possibly according to the Marshal over there, even if a goy would eat tevel, he'd die from it. Because it causes by a person machla, which is just going to die from it. It's an isolated shemayim. Even if he's not mitzvah, he hasn't got a tzibah not to eat it, that's the mitzvah of tevel. Now, I'll give you a moshul. If it be a machlaikis, which there are plenty, tanoim, one says this thing is tevel, and the other tanoim says it's not tevel. Yeah? So what's going to be now? If somebody eats it, is he going to die or is he not going to die? Yeah? It'll depend according to what is the psak halacha of the tanoim, the psak halacha of the amoraim is going to be, and that's how Ribbono Shel Olam. So then the Ribbono Shel Olam has to, according to the generations, change the maaseh bereishis. He's got to change the teva, because maybe one doe is going to pass on something that's teva, and it would not mechavan properly to the end. So the Ribbono Shel Olam would have to change according to that. Mechadesh, tuvay, v'chol yom tomid, maaseh bereishis. The Ribbono Shel Olam has to change it. Yeah. Einu v'einu, tivel kim kaim. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah away. You have a Chazal. Chazal says, Hadon din, so the Gomorrah Shabbos, emes la'amitoi. Shutuf means he becomes a partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Maaseh Bereishis. Now, what is this notion of Hadon Din Emes La'amitai? Let me explain. Somebody can be Don, a Dayan, a Din Emes. But Emes means Ein L'dayan L'masha Ein Avrois, according to the way he worked things out. But he may not have been mechaven to what the Ribbono Shel Olam kaviyachol meant when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it. But that is still Torah because that's the koach that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave. He is a don din emes, and the Ribbono Shel Olam might have to change the massive rachis according to his psak, because he might have passed on something which the Ribbono Shel Olam did not put into the teva, and the Ribbono Shel Olam now has to put into the teva. That's hadon din emes. Hadon din emes le amitai. What's the double loshon of emes le amitai? This person was don din emes le amitai, and he was mechavan to exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam meant when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah. Then Ribbono Shel Olam won't have to change the maaseh bereishis. It's nasa shutuf la'kodesh baruch hu maaseh bereishis. He'll become a partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam maaseh bereishis because it'll be exactly the same. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Vav is lamito. Lamito.
Lamito.
His.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. Yeah? That is Emes Lamitoi. Rechaim HaKodesh says that when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah over to Klal Yisrael, there were a number of conditions which the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah. Person, Klal Yisrael, had to be in a Madrega. We won't go through the three conditions, but one of the conditions he says is Bamidbar, there had to be shiflus, amova, in order to nourish emes. And that is a requirement, because you've got to strive exactly to reach the emes. Not everybody is capable of the emes la'amitai, but the emes that called him to his omol, ein adayin el amasha ein avrois. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Livrocha, writes in his Akdoma, he may not be in the chavon to the emes, but he's made on himself, he says on himself that he did his omol batzera in the way it was possible for him to do it, and therefore that is what's required of him. And since that's what's required of him, he's entitled to pass them through that. The shailas, even if he's not mechavan to the emes the amitrei, but it's still considered as emes. One of the conditions is anova. Bamidbar's got to be anova. Amova Emes, I think it's in Irish, it says, are twins. They're twins together, and you know that yourself. Some, as soon as somebody's got any drop of Gava in him, then it's Sheker. Amova and Emes work together. They're little remes, you know. Amova always says, Mo'id, Mo'id, Havesh Faruch, and the Sforim right. Mo'id, Mo'id, is there were three people, the Gemara says, in the history of Klal Yisrael, actually four. It was Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, who said, V'nachnu mo, and Godel HaNema, it's Nachnu mo, we are nothing. Avraham Avinu said, Onoichi, Ofer Ve'efen, and David HaMelech said, Onoichi Tzelas, Ve'ish. Mo'id, is Rosh HaTevis, Moshe. The Aleph is for Aaron and Avraham, both, and the Dalet is for David. That's Mo'id. Yeah? Now, I'll be Moisif to you. That says in the story, Mo'id, Mo'id, Avish Baruch. Be Moisif to you. The word Emes is made up of Rosh Tevis, Efe, Mo, and Tolas. Efe, Mo, and Tolas. Onoichi of Efe, Nachnu Mo, and Onoichi Tolas of Eish. So they're twins. Emes. If you have the middle of another, then you can get to the middle of Emes, and that's Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Shechinosei, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Ve'ish Moshe Onov Mo'id, Mo'id. Ve'ish Moshe Onov Mo'id, Ha'pnei Wadom. Okay, now, I'll tell you another Gemara. Gemara 7 Chulin. It's an unbelievable Gemara. Gemara Chulin. Gemara says that is, when the Rebbe Hashem created Vayaseh Lekim, Ashnei Hamo'ires Sakdolim, creation. Shnei Hamo'ires Sakdolim. Or Shnei Hamo'ires Sakdolim. Sun and the moon. What happens? Now, I always say, whenever I say with this Chazal, contrary to all the kids come home from school, that the moon was jealous. Not true. It doesn't say that in Chazal. It does not say the moon was jealous. But the moon asked for the worship. He says, I don't understand. You can't have it. It doesn't say that he got punished, the moon either. Rebbe Hashem says, okay, if you don't understand it, go and make yourself smaller. Yeah? And then the Gemara goes on and says, Rebbe Hashem, because I said something which is right and you've accepted my question, that's what I've got to be. Amit is asking. Rebbe Hashem says, look, he tries, you can be visible by day and by night. So the moon says, by night is nothing, by day is nothing. Nobody can see me by day. It's a shrug of a tiara, my man, it doesn't help at all. Yeah? So the Rebbe Hashem tries in many ways to be a fias, to pacify the Rebbe having done it. That's why we say it's wrong when they come up and sort of say the moon was jealous. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say Chazal, the moon was jealous. It says the moon is, on the contrary, the Rebbe Hashem could be almost trying in every way possible to be Mephias the moon, and he was asking him, and he says, no, it's Gornish. You can look at the Gemara yourselves, it's in Korinth of Sahara. So the Rebbe Hashem finishes off and says, okay, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Haviyu Kapora Olai. Bring a kapora for me. Kaviyochol, the Rebbe Hashem says, Shemi atzati es ayoreach, because I made the levona smaller. V'hayim ha'da'or of Shimon v'lokish, man ishtano so'er shel rishchoydish, shenema boi la'Hashem. It says, Sir chatz la'Hashem, because it's a chatos to Kaviyochol, the Rebbe Hashem. Rebbe Hashem, Kaviyochol, needs to be forgiven for having made the moon smaller. How do we understand such a Gemara? It says at the side, it's one of the difficult pieces of Gemara. Rebbe Hashem accepts, it's a good time, I didn't do right with the mass separation, so what's going on? What the pshat is, here's where the Rebbe Hashem puts into the Teva already, what's going to be with Torah. It says, you live on her, you don't understand, but when I'm going to give the Torah over to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are going to, everything, Achoydesh, Azel, Lechem, are going to work with the Levona, I'm going to give it over Lefi Ra'oi Sinehem, the way they understand it. So the Rebbe Hashem already implanted this middah into the moon. The Levona asked the question, he says, you don't understand, yeah? It's not everything that you can understand. The sun, not the shkat, ka problem, yeah? The moon has a problem, you don't understand. So you can't be mechavan to the emes la'amitoi. You can't be mechavan to the emes la'amitoi. So the Rebbe Hashem says, bring Korban Chatos for me, because you understand that I need a Korban Chatos. That's not the Emes La'amitoi. But the fee, the way that you can understand something, I, Kaviyokol, need the Chatas to bring one. Because Ribbono Shel Olam was given over his Torah in a way that Klal Yisrael understand it, and this was the remez already in the Levona. The way you, Levona, understand it, that's why Klal Yisrael have to bring for me a Korban Chatas. Obviously, it's wrong. But not the fee ma sha levona understood, and that was the remez that the Ribbono Shel Olam put already straight into the levona that do it now. It says in the Gemara in Bava Basra, pnei Moshe ke pnei Chama, pnei Yeshua ke pnei levona. Moshe was pnei Moshe ke pnei Chama, and Yeshua was pnei Yeshua ke pnei levona. What does it mean pnei Moshe ke pnei Chama? You know what it means? I'll tell you. Gemara says, not the Gemara, the Torah says, at the end, last passage in the Torah, Chol Hayoda Chazoka, Chol Hamoira Gadol, Asher Oso Moshe, Le'enei Bnei Yisrael. Last passage in the Torah. What's Rashi saying? Rashi says that, what did he do? He broke the Luchos. That's the Yoda Chazoka, Chol Hamoira Oso Moshe, Le'enei Bnei Yisrael. He broke the Luchos, he broke the first Luchos, he broke the Luchos. So the Eri Yosef, he says, stand. Torah should finish with something which is unpleasant. Klal Yisrael will chait, and get to Egel, and Moshe had to break the Luchos. What exactly is going on? Says the Beis, you don't understand Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pshat in the Pasuk is, the Torah just beforehand said, V'kom novi oid k'moshe asher yidoi Hashem ponim uponim. Moshe Rabbeinu did, and the Gemara says, three things which he did from himself, and the Ribbono Shel Olam hiskim al yodah, the Ribbono Shel Olam was maskim to him. One of them was hoisif Moshe yom echad migatzei to make kavanas atzeret the next day. Another one was shviras aruchos. Yashar koicha choshesh shibarto. Says that Ben Yosef, this was part of the hesped on Moshe. Moshe and the Ribbono Shel Olam kaviyochol understood each other so well that anything that Moshe was mechavel was directly the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was never anything that Moshe thought wasn't the same kavona as kaviyochol the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was mechavel to everything of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pnei Moshe ke pnei Chama. Was that the sound? The sound had no questions. Pnei Yeshua, that was ready a day later. Pnei Yeshua's ke pnei Levona. There started to be questions which needed answers. But when the Rosh gave the Torah, he gave it ein adayin ela masha ein avreis. Now I ask you. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the shir of Rabbi Akiva, yeah, and he heard Pilpulim. Eidu ve'ed v'tivrei kim chaim. It's true. Well, this Talmud said he didn't understand the shir of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was saying, Rabbi Shimon Shkop asked like that. Rabbi Chama Vassaman says like that. Rabbi Chaim Alevi says like that. Chidish Yorim Zuktazayim. And the Sfasim is Zuktazayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't understand. He's got one mind. He's mechavan to the emes da amitai, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu's mind was. Hashem yidoi Hashem ponim uponim. Knew exactly what the Rosh Hashanah. The elu va'elu divrei Elokim Chaim didn't work by Moshe Rabbeinu because he, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't have shyness at all. He didn't have tzedakah. They had tzedakah. He didn't understand the shir of Rabbi Akiva. When they came to a maskana, the maskana of Rabbi Akiva says it's a lochel of Moshe Sinai. That was already exactly the chavim to what the Ribbono Shel Olam said. That Moshe Rabbeinu was pacified because he already understood. But he asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rabbi Akiva has got all this pimpulish in the Torah, which is such a wonderful thing. Why don't you give the Torah food? Ribbono Shel Olam says, you quiet. Shoyk and kach all of my machshava. That's kach and machshava. And that's the pshat in that Gemara in Menachos. Ilu kevonu, if they are Sinai, doesn't mean we wouldn't get the Torah. Ilukei Ravonu and Asinu, of course we'd get the Torah. But v'lei nosan lonu es ha-Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't have given over the koyach to us, to paskel v'fi ma'asher dayan ein avreis. But he would have kept the halacha only as an emes la'amitzai. That's what we're saying, Ilukei Ravonu. And we wouldn't have had that maila that we can decide what the Torah, the Malachim, that place of time is. What was the talent of the Malachim? The talent of the Malachim is, why do you give it to Bosel Adam? Suddenly we're going to be totally on what the Bosel Adam designed. We don't want that. But the Ribbono Shel Olam did do that. That was an ayin yof of the Ribbono Shel Olam when he gave the Torah. Of course there'll be a Torah. But Kevon and Hasim, they nosan that. Brocha Vashem, nosan, all the Torah says, wouldn't be given over the Torah. That's the Torah. I'm talking about good and yof. I am.
Yesterday, whoever was to hear the words of the Rambam said concerning Maaseh v'Nishma.